get sit down on the ground or anything, you might say you got down on your
knees.
Well, if you didn't want to touch your knees to the ground.
Yeah.
Just kind of
squatted down.
If someone's been sick a while, he's up now, but still looks a bit
bad, thin, or pale.
Would you ever call and say he looked a little peaked?
Peaked.
Would you ever say he looked a little sickly?
Sickly, hell. Could say that.
What's the difference in sickly and peak?
I don't know.
What would you call a person who can lift heavy weights?
Weightlifter.
Someone who's very healthy.
Strong.
Do you use that to mean the same thing as husky?
Husky, I guess strong and husky would be pretty much the same thing.
What would you call someone who's very easy to get along with?
Good natured.
Okay. And what might you call a boy who's in his teens and he's kind of gangly and might walk through a room and knock over some furniture, you might say at that age he's awfully
clumsy.
Okay. Would you ever say, yeah, that's fine. If a person keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you might say he's a plain
nut.
What do you call a person who'll never spend a cent, who holds on to what he has?
Stingy.
Okay. Is that the same thing as a tightwad?
Tightwad, I think it should be the same thing.
Is that the same thing as a miser?
I guess so.
When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
Well, I guess it just, I don't know how to explain it. It just doesn't, not very fancy.
If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
spry.
Okay.
I love it.
If it's a young person you're talking about that's always moving around and always on the go, you might say he's very
alert. A lot of energy, I don't want you going.
If you had children, young children, and they were out at night a little later than usual, a little later than you expected, you might say, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little
worried.
Okay. If it were night, and you were going to